About to embark on a world tour, global sensation Skye Riley begins experiencing increasingly terrifying and inexplicable events. Overwhelmed by the escalating horrors and the pressures of fame, Skye is forced to face her past. This is the plot synopsis of Smile 2, a 2024 release. It was just released this weekend, October 18, 2024, and it has a runtime of 2 hours and 7 minutes. The film stars Lucas Cage as Louis Frigoli, Peter Jacobson as Morris, and the main star of the film, Naomi Scott, who put in a scintillating performance as Skye Riley. This film picks up 6 days after the first film, Smile, which was released in roughly almost to the day a year ago, Smile Part 1. You can check out my review over here on the blog. Now, in my opinion, this film eclipses the first one in every way. I also wanted to say that there's a few comparisons that can be made, I'll say, to Joker 2 and to the recent passing of Liam from One Direction, and I'll more on that later. As I said, the film picks up 6 days after the events of the first film. If you don't remember the exact events from the first film, it would be a little confusing. There's a guy, he probably is infected. The plot device of the Smile series is that there is either a demonic possession that is infecting people or is some psychological illness that is going on. They never really fully clarify what's really going on. Where this film picks up 6 days after the events of the first film, there's a guy driving to this residence. I think what he was trying to do was just find some bad guys. I think the idea was that he could somehow transfer the disease out of his body into someone else's body if they see him when he's in the act of killing himself. I don't know. It's a little on the confusing side, I have to admit. But when he's in that process, there was a pretty good opening scene where there were some violence at the beginning. There were some people that were shot and stabbed and that sort of thing. And that's where the character Lewis came in. They didn't show what happened, but apparently he was infected by this guy, and that guy probably died. He was in effect connected to the pop star Skye Riley, because Skye, although she had her own substance abuse problems, she also needed Vicodin for her back pain. When she does go to see him, she's preparing for this world tour. They're showing her dancing, and she's with all these dancers, and she has this little act that they're doing. It's really neat. But then when she finally goes to meet with Lewis to get this Vicodin, he's acting really, really strange. Right at the beginning, he puts a sword to her neck. And I was thinking, if almost any woman, if that had happened, as soon as he releases her, she would be out that door and gone. But he convinces her to stay, and that, I'm sorry, blah, 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 and then let me go get your stuff. And then he goes into the other room, and you'll see the events that transpired in the trailer, where he takes a weight and bashes it against his own head as he was smiling at her and she was horrified. This is in effect what transferred the illness to her, or the demonic possession, whatever it is, to her. And then she starts having hallucinations. She starts seeing things that aren't really there. Then this is kind of thing that it progresses for about 2 or 3 to 4 days before it fully envelops the person, and usually ending with their life. And so you're trying to figure out, is she going to find a way to cast this illness or demon out of her body? And is she going to be able to go on with the tour? I have to say, the acting by Naomi Scott was fantastic. I would say, man, she probably could get an Oscar for that. I thought she was great. Just for that alone, I would recommend seeing this film. She was crying. She would see things. She would have to erupt at people. She had to try to be believable, and she really was. She was very, very convincing. Oh, and then also, I failed to mention this. At the beginning of the movie, they do this on some movies where the main actor or actors will come out and speak and thank people for coming to the theater. In this film, Naomi Scott was thanking the moviegoers for seeing it on the big screen the way it's supposed to be seen, and she was saying she couldn't wait for us to experience what the work that they had done. She's saying all this in a British accent, so you know that she's from Great Britain, or she has that accent, and you're always blown away because there was no hint of that accent. So the film goes on. I'm gonna kind of go into spoiler territory now. As she gets worse and worse and worse, she's missing date or times and appointments that she needs to practice with her dancing people. She tries to contact her best friend, who she had had a fallen out with, named Gemma. She was getting these text messages on her phone from an unknown source, and this guy was telling her, I know you were in Lewis's house when he died. And finally, she decides to meet this guy. His name is Morris. And he says, what we need to do in order to expel this from your system. We have to stop your heart. I'm a doctor. If we get your heart stopped and then revive you, there's an 8 to 9 second period where we can revive you back. That should be long enough to expel this out of you. And so she was going down that path. And then as the movie progressed even further, she kind of goes more into her delusion. You're kind of waiting to see what happened. Prior to that, she had apparently killed her mom by stabbing her in the eye with a piece of glass from the mirror. And so there was a lot of things happening that I was thinking, oh, that didn't really happen. This must be part of the delusion. And then she ran out of the hotel and she got in the SUV with her best friend Gemma and they drove over to see Morris. And then eventually, then it kind of morphs back into she's on stage towards the very last scene of the movie. She's on stage and she's freaking out and she's seeing an apparition coming out of her own body. And it was weird, you know, it was really, really strange. And right after that, she basically takes the microphone and I guess she stabs herself, kills herself somehow with a microphone, which is utterly ridiculous. I thought the film at that point, because that's when the credits rolled, had a good chance to really kind of have a good ending. I thought that if they would have tied things up, if they would have reversed it back to where she didn't kill her mom and then she kind of woke up. But the problem even with that idea was that she somehow had to get this demon or psychosis out of her body, but she was never able to do that. As she was killing herself, I think she had this smile on her face and she was in a big auditorium with thousands and thousands of people. That would lend to the idea that everybody in that theater that saw it, saw her kill herself, would also be infected with this illness or disease or demon or whatever it was. It was unclear to me if more than one person at a time could have this illness. Because let's say it's a demonic possession. There would have to be thousands of demons to in order to infect an entire crowd. But I was just kind of going into what could possibly be happening on part three. The reason why I mentioned that there was a little bit of a tie-in to me, in my mind, I just kind of connected it a little bit to Joker 2 Filet à Deux, because Filet à Deux had this kind of definition of a shared psychosis between two people. That's what this kind of was, because when he smiled at her at the beginning of the movie and he killed himself, somehow that transferred whatever he was going through into her body. So there was that kind of a transference, the Filet à Deux. But you know, at the end of the movie, a lot of people saw what happened, so it doesn't quite fit the mold there, but I thought that was interesting. And then tying that back to the tragic death of Liam Payne from the world famous group One Direction, I was just thinking that maybe he was going through something like that, maybe a demon, or he was having a psychosis that caused him to jump off the balcony of the third floor, or not really sure exactly what happened in his death. So I think he was suffering from some demons and probably was drug infused and all that too. So it was really, really sad, tragic death. And rest in peace, Liam from One Direction. But back to Smile Part 2. I really did enjoy this, especially having seen Joker 2, Filet à Deux. That film was really, really a downer. This one wasn't as much of a downer. I mean, it certainly wasn't uplifting, but the story took you on a ride. You really wanted to know what was going to happen with Sky. She was just world famous phenomenon, kind of like Michael Jackson, where everyone knew her. She had to really cover up everywhere she went, and these people were all pulling for her that were on her team, and she's just acting really crazy, and they probably thought she was on drugs. And so you just wonder, it seems like this kind of sometimes does happen in real life, where people don't really act like themselves, and sometimes tragedies can happen. Smile 2 had an estimated budget of $28 million, and this was the opening weekend, but it is expected to make around $20 million in its opening weekend. So anyway, I was very entertained by Smile 2, and I would give it 4 stars, and I would recommend checking it out. It was really good.